Hello and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. Today is Sunday the 12th of April 2020. Sit back and relax, it's time to entertain you for the next hour with some Eurovision Song Contest music.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
When you're down, down low, and there's no place you can go. When you're down, down low, you know that I'm here for you.
With Here For You, that was Slovenia's Eurovision entry to the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna, Austria. Yes, a great song, and I think, apropos for the situation that we're all going through. Yes, Here For You, and we are here for you too. Yes, we are. Of course, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tutiet. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you want to get in contact with the show, please do. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Welcome to the show. I'm here to entertain you, inform you, and maybe even educate you. Yes. So please bear with me today, because I'm suffering pretty badly with the hay fever. And apparently, according to news reports over the last couple of weeks, the fact that there hardly has been any pollution, great reduction at least, that pollen levels are at like a 100-year high. I don't know where I read that, but it was somewhere on the internet, which probably you shouldn't really take for granted. Anyways, we've got so much coming up today. We've got lots of new voices, new sounds coming up in this show, so stick around for them. Of course, we have Rob's Random Request, live and kicking, and this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News, which is a bumper edition. It certainly is. Now, speaking of news, the EBU announced earlier this week that a virtual choir is made up of Eurovision fans from around the world will feature as part of Eurovision Europe Shine a Light on May the 16th. Yes, it was going to be the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest on that day. The song that the virtual choir will sing will be What's Another Year by Johnny Logan. Yes, the winning song of the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest. And this year marks 40 years since Johnny Logan brought Ireland their second victory. And then it was in The Hague in the Netherlands, so just down the road from Rotterdam. Johnny would later go on to win Eurovision two occasions in 1987 with What's Another Year and as the songwriter of Linda Martin's winner Why Me in 1992. If you want to find out more details on that, then please head over to Eurovision.tv and you may have an opportunity to be on worldwide television. Oh, yes. And we're hoping, it hasn't been announced yet, if the BBC are going to be broadcasting this show. I hope so. Yes. Anyway, I won't go into more of that because I could get quite negative. But I hope we're doing that. It seems bizarre why we wouldn't be broadcasting it, but there you go. Such is life. Right, so why not? Let's hear Johnny Logan. What's Another Year? Ireland's Eurovision winner in 1980.
What's another year to someone? This is Slavko from Montenegro. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Space. Enjoy!
Linen is covered with feathers. Wet dreams while nightmares I surrender. Come into me from within. We can be as one in the scene. The spaceship is ready to blow. Drunk in love, I'm gonna explode. Be my pony, we'll mix and match with Clyde.
Slavko with Space. That is Montenegro's Eurovision entry from 2017. So much fun. And Slavko was a great sport. Yes. Such a lovely, lovely guy. And sadly didn't qualify out of the first semi-final. He came 16th with 56 points. But it wasn't last. No, it wasn't last. Okay, so now it's time to move on to our next song. And this is a request. Yes, and it's a request from Robert Wolfstrom in Gothenburg, Sweden. Hurt the boy, Svelja. Indeed, and he's requested a song from the Icelandic Eurovision National Final from this year. And it's sung by Elisabeth. And the song is called Elta Fjær, which means chase you. Yes, it does indeed. So here is Elisabeth from the Icelandic Eurovision National Final. Songs for Kettnin. 2020. Just for you, Robert.
Vorum eitt sem neitt, nú erum við ekkert, það þarf ekki að dvelja við það meir. Það eitthvað sem dregur þig til baka, vildi að þú myndir bara hægt að ringa. Þú sér mig alltaf, hvert sem að þú lítur, en þú verður að hugsa um það. Hef á kveimi
Yes, Corinna May, I Can't Live Without Music, Germany 2002. I adore that song. I know it wasn't great live, but it was my favourite going into the contest. And it's no longer my favourite.
But it's very, very cheesy.
Yes. But that was the music at that time, wasn't it, really? Especially Eurovision. Like, Eurovision was like the uber amount of cheese.
Mid-noughties.
Wow, the early noughties.
Yeah, as I told you about, that's my horror years of Eurovision.
And that was the years which I started out as a Eurovision fan. It's funny how that
show what his taste in music's like.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, how are you anyway? Rob's here. Hello.
Hello, I'm very well. Good. Enjoying the Easter weekend.
Yeah.
But we should be in France, but we're not.
I know, it's so deeply depressing.
We should be at my sister's and near Toulouse.
Yeah, we would have done the show from there too.
Yeah, Kieran would have done it and we would have got...
You know, had a bit of a French feel, yeah. I guess.
Oh, never mind, we'll go. Hopefully go later in the year. We put it back to November, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, it'd be fine, it'd be fine. So, Rob, we've got something a bit different.
Have we? We've got the random request.
Well, yeah.
Oh, because you've got a new jingle.
Yes.
Very excited about this. He's been doing them all at home.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's move on to this.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, indeed it is. So Rob's got his two hats. They've both got little bits of paper inside. And one has years inside and the other one has countries. And hopefully we marriage up a Eurovision song.
Okay, we'll give it a crack. We'll give it a crack. Right, I've got a country. No, I've got a year, sorry. Wrong hat. Right, year. Oh, 2015.
Ah, oh, fairly recent. Please don't play Pick Slovenia because we've already played that. Yes.
Oh, that's one of my favourites.
I know. So you've got that to look forward to when you listen back.
You played it today already?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, if you played that, we'll have to pick something else then. That'd be really, really unlikely.
Yeah.
One in 46 chance. Anyway. Yeah. Right. Portugal.
Ah, I like this Portuguese entry. And a good one at that, Rob. Yes. I like Portugal. I like Portugal. And I thought they were quite... I can't have lost my mouse. Sorry. Breaking the fourth wall here. The Portuguese entry didn't qualify out of the semi-final, Rob, sadly. Do you remember it, though?
No.
At all. That's quite worrying. It's not worrying, because it doesn't matter if you like it or not. We're going to play, aren't we? So it's Eleanor Andrade with Haruma Que No Sepra. Do you remember that now?
Sing it to me. Vaguely.
It sounds like every other song, I guess. But it's in Portuguese, it's lovely. And yes, it won Festival de Canção 2015.
Oh,
so, Rob, what is this?
It is Portugal... Portugal 2015. Don't know what my head's at, sorry.
And it's your random request.
It is. Enjoy!
Enjoy. Here is Eleanor Andrade with... Haruma que no sepra, which means there's a sea that separates us.
São 3 da manhã, a chuva cai nas ruas da cidade. Bate uma saudade no meu peito.
Bit of classic Melody Festival in there. That is Ola with Love in Stereo from, what was it, Melody Festival in 2008. Yes, it got to Anders Shansen, but didn't go any further than that, sadly. But I love that song so much. Oh yes, gets me going. Love in Stereo. Anyways, I'm not going to sing anymore, promise. Right. We've got new singles coming up very soon here on the Eurovision Showcase. I'm going to play you the brand new single from Emma Quinn and also from Kano featuring Electric Fields. So it's Norway's Eurovision entrance in 2019 with the second places in the Australian national final in 2019 as well. Yes, so a fusion of Norwegian and Australian coming up for you very, very shortly, as well as Alive and Kicking. But next up, it's time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Yes, a very good afternoon. I'm your host, Kieran Uritotiot. And today's news is Sunday the 12th of April 2020. More jury members are being announced each day by Eurovoir.com for Eurojury 2020. So that also includes Kalamira, who represented Greece in 2008, and also Michael Rice representing the UK last year in 2019. Of course, we have former Eurovision winner Eldar, who's going to be joining Eurojury, representing obviously his own country of Azerbaijan. Now, last night over in Spain, the pre-party Spain at Home had 25 acts participating. Yes, this was an online Eurovision party that took place last night, and it started at 9 o'clock UK time and then 10 o'clock Central European time. It was broadcasted live on YouTube, so I'm hoping that there is a link to the show on YouTube right now. Now, hosting the Eurovision Song Contest 2001 will cost the city of Rotterdam an additional 6.7 million euros due to the revenue lost by the 2020 Eurovision cancellation. RTV Rijnmond reports that the city of Rotterdam need to provide more money to the additional costs required after insurance payments of the cancellation of the contest didn't cover the reimbursement of the expenditure for 2020. The additional funds would cover the cost of the rental of the Ahoy Stadium, security and setting up of the promo village. Yes, and the city council will be asked this month whether it wishes to approve further funding for the contest in 2021. And finally, Hurricane, who were representing Serbia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, which has obviously been cancelled, have sent out a final revamp of Hasta La Vista.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uritotiot. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Sounds celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM
with Kieran Uri Tuttiet.
No need to be making your mind up.
Το τραγουδό.
That is the beautiful voice of Andy Paul representing Cyprus in 1984. Yes, that was only their fourth ever entry at the Eurovision Song Contest after debuting in 1981 and obviously participating in 1982 in Harrogate, 1983 in Munich, and then in 1984, as we just heard, in Luxembourg. Or Luxembourgeois. Yes, Luxembourgish, yes. And that song was called, if you didn't know already, Anna Maria Lena. Yes, sung completely in Greek. It was 15th in the end out of the 19 songs that year, and sadly only got 31 points. I think it deserved much more. You could tell that Andy Paul looked like somebody who, if you were down in Crete and you were down at the fishing boats area, that Andy would probably be one of those fishermen. He just, I don't know about it, but I'm trying not to be stereotypical, and not all Greeks are like that, obviously, but or Cypriots, but yeah, very Mediterranean. Well, it's from the Mediterranean, so there you are. Oh my gosh, I'm digging myself a hole here today, aren't I? I'm so sorry. Retraining back. Right, now it's time to give you something that I'm sure you want to hear. Yes, it is the brand new single from Kano. Yes, Kano represented Norway last year with Spirit in the Sky. I want to do Places the Best. I want to go with the places, Spirit of Place, that's the best. Yeah, you know, I want to do that one. But
They are up with, they've done a brand new single featuring Electric Fields. Yes, and they sang the song 2000 and whatever in the Australian National Final last year. 2019, of course. So, here is their brand new single. I can't wait to play this for you. This is so cool. And my goodness me, it's going to be called. It's called Would I Lie? This is going to get stuck in your head for the rest of the day. I guarantee it.
Tell me what you want from me.
From Ireland, you are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, The Voice. Enjoy!
The voice in the world. the summer's gone, the dance of the leaves, when the autumn winds blow. Ne'er do I sleep throughout all of cold winter long. I am the force that in springtime will grow. In my fields, I am the voice of the future. Bring me your peace, bring me your peace, and my wounds they will heal. I am the voice in the wind and the pouring rain. I am the voice of your hunger and pain. I am the voice that always is calling you.
Yes, beautiful, stunning. That is Ireland's Eurovision winner from 1996. Currently their last ever win at the moment. At the moment. That is Emma Quinn featuring the RCE Concert Orchestra. That is The Voice 2000. Yeah, great, great stuff. And of course, you can purchase both Emma Quinn's new single and Kano featuring Electric Fields' brand new single. Obviously, you could purchase it on Amazon Music, iTunes, and stream it on Spotify, etc. Wherever you get your music, it's going to be there, because my goodness me, it's amazing. Yes, and you need to get it. You need to get it. Right, okay, time to move swiftly over to a request. And yes, we're going to Frederick. Yes, Frederick in Gothenburg, Sweden. Hello. Lovely to hear from you, young man. And it's now time for your request. And this is really different. I haven't heard this until you requested it, and I managed to find it, and I'm very happy that I did too. This song came fifth for Croatia at the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest, and it is a remix, yes, and it's different. I know I didn't expect this to happen, so here we are. We're going to play it for you, Frederick. Pleasure to hear from yourself and Robert, obviously, earlier on in the show. And the song from Croatia is sung by Daniela, and the song is called Neka mi nesvane, which means may the dawn never come. So here's the remix of Croatia 1998.
Bye. dir heute geschrieben, es ist vorbei, doch du bist da und das finde ich schön. Ich soll dich nicht mehr lieben, du bist nicht frei und ich muss gehen, ich muss gehen. Ich hab dir angesehen, was du verschweigst, denn auch dein Herz, das hat sich verirrt. Und keiner weiß, was nun wird. Die Sommermelodie. Wir beide sind verliebt und das darf doch nicht sein für uns zwei. Die Sommermelodie, die sagt, du bist nicht frei. Und diese Zeit der Rosen geht einmal vorbei. Und unser Traum, der ist so schön, doch leider nicht wahr. Und dieses Lied der Liebe klingt durch den Raum, wir sind ein Paar. Die Sommermelodie, die ist nur Träumerei. Wir beide sind verliebt und das darf doch nicht sein für uns zwei. Die Sommermelodie, die sagt, du bist nicht frei und diese Zeit der Rosen.
Cindy and Bert representing Germany in 1974 in Brighton. That is the song Die Sommermelodie, which means the summer melody, of course. Yes, and it was the West German entry for the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest. Shockingly, well, maybe shockingly, I don't know. Depends how you feel about it. It finished joint last, 14th place with 3 points, and shared it with 4 other countries as well. Yeah, and it was Norway, Germany, Switzerland and Portugal. They all shared last place. But the late, great presenter who used to present here on Forest FM, Bobby G, this was one of his favourite Eurovision songs, which I always found incredibly random, but I loved it. And God rest his soul, such a lovely guy. Right, it's now time for us to go and experience a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking! Yes, it is sadly time for us to say our goodbyes. So thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Uritasiat. Hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision music, and I'll keep you updated with the latest news, etc., etc. But I will leave you in the capable hands of Gabriela Guchikova with I Stand. Yes, this is live from Eurovision 2016, representing the Czech Republic. Yes, amazing song and amazing performance. Gotta watch. Gabriela Guchikova, I Stand, Czech Republic 2016. Alavidechi au revoir. Have a feel the same. Lisa, good night, and adios. See you soon. Bye bye.
and fall. I've played my heart when I played the part, but it got me through the rain. I've felt the strain, I've made mistakes with the monsters in my head. But in the end, you're standing there, you're the one who always cares. 'Cause understand now this life is mine to play.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.